today I'm showing you the MSDN Product Feedback Center. I actually have a version that is on our test integration servers, not quite live yet, but we're almost there. So you're getting a sneak peek here. This is one of our last days of testing. So just wanted to give you a quick tour and show you what you could expect when we actually, when site actually goes live later this week. First of all, you'll notice that we have personalization. So I've signed in here using our test account, so we've personalized it according to that. So you can see the suggestions that we've made in our test account, the bugs that we've reported in our test account, and similarly the bugs and suggestions that we're tracking. So the idea here is that if you run across something you think is a bug, you can come to the Product Feedback Center, or if you have a suggestion and say, oh, well, I've got a problem with ASP.NET and I can't get CodeBehind to work correctly. So we'll go ahead and search for CodeBehind in ASP.NET. And there were nobody else reported a bug in CodeBehind in ASP.NET, so I'll go ahead and report it. So I click here to report it. And first I sign this quick legal agreement that our lawyers ask everybody to sign. So notice here you can click here so you only see it the first time that you accept. Because I demo a lot, I don't click that button so that I can point it out each time I do. Okay, so the first thing to do is to search for a duplicate bug. Let's see. And there is one already submitted. This title doesn't look like the one that the problem that I'm having, so I'm going to go ahead and submit my own. So we'll go here to next. And we'll say a header so that everybody will know. CodeBehind. Say it's a bug. We'll choose the version, the category. Let's say other. Then we can choose the operating system. We're using Windows XP Professional and US English. Now, of course, here you'd actually fill in a description that enabled our a set of repro steps. Here you'd fill in a description that made it easy for people to understand the bug that the overall conditions of the bug that you were seeing. And then down here you would include a set of repro steps so that both other developers and the developers inside Microsoft could easily reproduce your problem so that they could figure out what was causing it and hopefully be able to fix it. So you would enter text there, you would say what you saw, what you expected to see, and then you could also add an attachment here, whether it's a code snippet or a screenshot or whatever is going to be most useful. Now, here's your chance to vote. Now, like I said in my last session, voting is really important because it helps us inside Microsoft prioritize the work that we do. And so this is your opportunity to tell us how important you think this bug is. This bug is only mildly annoying to me, and so I'm not going to give it a 5. If everybody rates all their bugs a 5, then it makes prioritization pretty difficult for us. So we'll go ahead and submit this bug. whoops, I forgot to include these, include text there. So we'll go ahead and submit it. And we've gotten a thank you note back thanking us for helping Microsoft make this a better product. And we've also gotten a list of things we can do. We can go back to the home page. We can edit the feedback we just sent. We can configure .NET alerts so we can get email notification. Otherwise, it's just added to our tracking list. Or we can find out more information about what happens to this feedback next. So what happens next is that this goes into our database, and every few minutes we have a little pump that runs and transfers this bug into the product team's working bug database. So they'll get notified of it. They'll have a look at it. They'll post some response, and then that response will be propagated back out to our website. So and then, you know, if you have registered to be alerted for of any changes, then you'll see the changes. Okay, I also wanted to point out a few other features of the Product Feedback Center homepage. One interesting thing, I find it really useful, on the left-hand side are a bunch of statistics about how many registered users there are, how many suggestions and bugs have been filed, how many have been filed in the last week, and then the top validators. Now, validating is a special role that we do inside Microsoft and that our MVPs help us with as well. And that's to essentially say me too, that they followed the repro steps and they saw the problem as well. Again, this is something that will help our product teams prioritize prioritize their work and look at the bugs that have been highest voted and validated first. The other thing that you can see here is that we have lists of top suggestions and top bugs. Now, even if you're not signed in, you'll still see these top suggestions and top bugs on the homepage, even if you aren't signed in. So we can sign out right now. So this is the signed out experience. And so if you just come to the Product Feedback Center without signing into Passport, this is what you'll see. You can still search for issues or suggestions or bugs, and be able to look at everything. You can see the top suggestions that have been made. But as soon as you want to post a suggestion or report a bug, that's when we ask you to sign in. So I encourage everybody to go have a look at the site, look at the suggestions that have been reported, vote on the ones that you think are super important, and overall just let us know what you think. We're really excited about this launch, and we're really excited to hear what people like, what people don't like about it, and we're really looking forward to continuing to grow and improve the Feedback Center over time, both by adding new features, refining the functionality, and by adding other products as we move along. Thanks.
Great.